And I have no idea. I didn't go on a diet. I didn't think about it. It just happened. I just stopped eating. I don't know why. It just didn't work for me anymore. I just couldn't stuff myself like that. I mean, you know, those who know me, Maria knows, I mean, I just don't have a desire to eat. I have no desire to eat those foods. When I see them, I don't know what it has to do with it, but I won't eat it. I was also taking antidepressants after I got out of rehab. They put me on a ton of antidepressants, and I was taking them for, I had been taking antidepressants for many, many years, maybe 10 years. And after the winter workshop, one day Maria was in my house, and she saw me taking pills in the morning, and she says, "What are you doing?" And I says, "Well, these are antidepressants. The doctors told me to take it." She says, "You can't take that stuff." I said, "What do you mean? I have to take the antidepressants. The doctors told me to take the antidepressants. You're not a doctor. You can't tell me what, you know." It was ridiculous. I had been taking them for so long, I couldn't imagine. She looked at me and she said, "Look, you have to throw these out." And I said, "You're crazy. How can you, like, I thought, I'd not, you know, you're crazy. You can't tell me just to throw them out of doc." So she said, "Look, you either throw them out or I'm leaving." So I thought about it for a couple of minutes. I looked at her and I looked at the bottles and I said, "Okay, I threw them out." And I just threw them out. I just took the pills and I've been taking at least three medications, at least three. And I just threw them out. And I told her, I said, "Look, you know, you really should go to a doctor and cut down slowly a little bit at a time, because that's what you're supposed to." She says, "Throw them out." And I threw them out. And I haven't taken a pill since then. It was January of this past year. And I had been taking it at least 10 years. I also had a very bad problem with high blood pressure and high cholesterol. And I was taking medication for that. And I just decided one day that I didn't want to take this medication anymore. And I had lost weight, and I was feeling great. And I stopped taking the medication, and the doctor that I went to is a very, very big doctor. And when I went there, and he took my blood pressure, he told me it was terribly high, my blood pressure, and he asked me if I stopped, I still taking the medication. I said, "No, I'm not taking the medication." And he went nuts. The doctor went crazy. He went out of his mind. He told me how people like me die from not listening to people like, and I looked at him, and I says, "Look, I don't want to take this medication anymore. There's got to be another way to stop, to get rid of high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Do you know of it?" He said, "No." I said, "Okay, well, then that solves that problem. I don't want to take the pills." And I stopped taking the medication, and I did my own research about high blood pressure, and I monitored myself. And for a while, I thought maybe the doctor was right, and I called him up, and I started to take the medication again, but I just couldn't take it. I just couldn't remember to take it. I didn't want to take it anymore. And I just kept forgetting to take it. And my cholesterol is perfect today. There's absolutely nothing wrong with my cholesterol. I've been gone to doctors right and left. And recently, for Maria, we were down in Albuquerque. She made me stop in Walgreens to check my blood pressure. My blood pressure is perfect. I haven't taken the medication for about 3 months now. And there's nothing wrong with my blood pressure. There's absolutely nothing wrong with my blood pressure. You see? Beside that, the thing that attracted me to this work was not that I wanted to stop doing all, that's just a byproduct of what happened here with this work. I didn't come here because I wanted to lose weight or stop taking. That just happened. What happened to me in this work is I found a way to access, I believe I'm working to access me, who I am. Not the false person, not who I think I am, not who people told me I am, not what I was brought up to believe I am. Not what my ego tells me I am, but who I am. And I have found a way, a real way, to access the power of God in this work. I don't know what Adnan does. I have no idea how he does it. And I really don't care. I don't really care what he does. I had a lot of problem when I came here. I expressed it to Adnan. I was brought up Orthodox, true. And when somebody told me that I was, if you would have told me I'd be sitting on a floor in New Mexico chanting Allahu in the middle, I would have laughed at you. I would have told you, you're out of your mind. I express this, I mean, the Quran and all this, this was totally against my grain, but whatever I've not been able to access what I've accessed through Adnan's work in anything else I've done, in anything else. I couldn't stop eating, taking drugs, taking any sort of medication. I couldn't stop any of this. For 40 years, I couldn't stop. I could not stop. I could not stop for any power on this earth. And Adnan has given me the ability to access something much, much greater than myself. And through the work, all the things that I was doing that just were not real and were not pure have just slipped away from me. He's not a doctor. I don't know that he is a doctor or... I mean, no doctor, no diet, no nothing ever stopped me. Nothing ever stopped me. I know that when I'm here, when I'm sitting here, I know that there's some other being that is sitting here. I had no idea how I was going to get here. Because in the years that I was using, I lost everything. I lost my family, I lost my money, I lost my business, I lost everything. I had no idea how I was going to come here. And when Adnan told me I needed to be here, I said, Adnan, I don't know, he told me, don't worry, you'll be okay. Don't worry, he told me, don't worry. He said, everything will be fine, you'll be in the Vaksa, don't worry, you come. So I said, okay. And you know, I have no idea how it all came together, but it just did. And what he kept telling me was, and what I kept hearing him talk about was being positive and just getting all the negative thoughts out of my head. And there were a lot of negative thoughts in there, but they just went away. They just went away. And I have no idea how. I don't know what he does. I don't know. But there was nothing that I could possibly do to have accomplished this on my own. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. And that's what happened to me through this work.
Maybe if you have questions you could ask.
I've only been here for 5 weeks. I came on July the 22nd, and I'm leaving next week. But I only had with Adnan 3 weekends before the winter workshop, and then the winter workshop, and then he came for a little while in the spring. I think it was March, in the springtime, and I attended his workshops there. The weekends, and I couldn't sit still for what we had. Like when the workshops on the weekend, we started what 12 o'clock, and we go to 6 o'clock. I could never sit still for that amount of time. No way, no way. But somehow I sit there. I don't know how. I have no idea. But I sit there, and it's been a very short period of time for me. A very short period of time. But the more I come, it just falls away. I don't know. I can't explain that. Well, you know, it's like, again, it's something that I've heard, you know, like, normally, I was sharing this with Maria, like, normally, normally I would have a tremendous, tremendous fear. I came here, I was employed. And I made arrangements with my employer. I made arrangements with my employer to be away. He said, fine. But during the time I was here, for some reason, the people I'm employed by just made some changes within the company, and they closed the division, and I got laid off. And normally, this would be something that would absolutely destroy my peace. Absolutely destroy my peace. And actually, for a few days, it did. I wasn't able to think. I was walking around here like a zombie, which I do anyway, but I was walking around here like a zombie. And I was very fearful, and I was telling Maria, and I shared with Adnan, you know, I was waking up in the morning very full of fear, very full of fear. But somehow, all that negativity has just gone away, you know, through the work we've been doing here, because I worked, I had my own business for 21 years, one of them, and then another one for 9 years or 10 years. I worked every day of my life, every single day of my life, like a maniac, every day. Sitting here for 6 weeks was unheard of, absolutely unheard of. If I took a vacation for 4 days, 5 days, that was the most I ever took in my life. That was the most. Being here for 6 weeks, most unheard of thing. I have family back home who are flipping out. They are totally flipping out. They cannot understand where I am, what I'm doing, nor do they need to, quite honestly. But I mean, all I know is what's happening for me. I only know that. And I know that what I'm gaining here is more important than any job they may need me, want me. I mean, they've arranged interviews for me. They've been sending me emails, come home. I'm not having none of that, because the truth of the matter is everything is going to be fine. Everything is going to be fine. Fine. The job, all these things will come. They will all come. And if you would have said this to me, even 6 months ago, I would have laughed at you. I would have said, you're crazy. How could I sit here, not be employed, and I'm sitting around here like some sort of a nut on a mountaintop in New Mexico? You know, who would do this? But I'm here, and I want to be here. And, you know, the fear has somehow just doesn't exist, because it's all going to work out. It's all going to work out. And the stronger I am as a man and a human being, the more of value I am to the rest of the world, you know. It seems to be at this moment the way I feel a duty to get to find this. It's a duty that I think every one of us has, and all of us here who are sitting here may feel that we have a duty to find ourselves if we're going to hope to be of any value while we're alive. And that's the way I believe it at this moment. At this moment. That's what I believe to be, and I never felt that way before. That's for sure.
Before, you were working and doing things, but you were blind. When you go back now, with the eyes open, you will do much better.